is the normal show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Normal Show. Guys, spring is coming. Spring is here. I got the fucking thighs out for this episode, and Harry does too, I bet. And Dave. Dave always has his thighs out, though.
Dave edits the pod completely naked, regardless of the season.
It was in his contract. We were like, you can...
He put it in, yeah.
He highly suggested that he is allowed to edit the pod naked.
He lowballed us. He was like, we were like, okay, we'll give you X amount. He was like, $700 less and I have to do it naked. We were like, what, dude?
Deal. Deal. Like, sure, dude, we'll pay you less. I don't care if you're naked or not. And someone has to be on call with me and watch me while I nakedly edit the pod. That's what he said. And, you know. We have a rotating team to jump in on calls with him every week.
Yeah, we just have a Dave watcher.
We have a Dave watcher. He's on payroll, too. We took the budget that we took away from Dave's editing to then pay the Dave watcher. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the economics of media can be tough, but yeah, we pay a guy to watch Dave edit our clips naked.
And that's what we do, and it's coming out of my pocket, dude. But that's how much love I have for the game.
Right.
I fully got thighs out. I didn't realize it was this bad. I need to tan or use self-tanner or something because this is crazy. These shorts used to be like semi-normal size shorts, and they're pretty normal when you, hey, no pun intended. They're pretty normal when you stand, you know, like the 5-inch inseam.
Yeah.
But then when I sit, it's just like thigh city.
Dude. Yeah. You ever accidentally hang sack at a sleepover?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I used to hate when that would happen.
Yeah, I'll be hanging sack from time to time, especially in shorts like these. Like when I was younger, I had no concept of like, okay, when you wear shorts like this, like gym shorts, boxers are a no go.
Right.
Too much room for air there. You're gonna have balls and wiener flying out. You know.
Really.
But if it was with the boys at the sleepover, that's like, I don't know. That's pretty normal. We would show each other our nuts. You know, here course, we go yeah. again. This is like
got a little
classic.
Gum on my shoe.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like, do you want some bubble gum? Oh, it's your nut sack.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was his favorite bit. It was at church camp. He did it at church camp all the time. I only knew this guy from church. And at church camp, it was like his favorite bit in the world. When we got back
just
to the cabin.
Sack?
Yeah, he'd be like, do you want some bubble gum? And I'd be like, yeah,
that's
dude.
Funny. I mean, this would be sacrilegious, but it would be a good bit if you were like doing confession and then the priest is like, get up, I have to tell you something. And then you get up to his side of the box and he's just like hanging his balls.
And he's hanging sack. He's
through
like,
the thing.
I got bubble gum for you.
He's like, fucking gotcha.
Close your eyes, plops his balls through like the little sliding window.
And like not, yeah. Obviously, I didn't even, as I was talking about this, I forgot about the sort of church's history.
Correct, yes. I was thinking that as well. I was like, that probably happens and right. not in a funny bro way.
But I'm talking about specifically a priest that just has a banging sense of humor.
Yeah, that just
not interested at, as complete, is not a pervert, is a normal guy, but with a, but just he's the man.
Yeah. That's like the closest thing guys have. This is going to be a very hard comparison to make, but I think I can do it. I think I can work my way through this. Like the equivalent of like girls going to the bathroom together or girls kissing each other or showing each other their boobs and stuff. That's all pretty like normal girl yes. best friend stuff.
Right.
But the fellas, you know, we don't piss together. We don't
right.
you know, kiss each other, but we hang sack, and that's funny to us.
And we're right. like,
check out my balls, you know.
It is funny. Like, there's a much. It's much more common for sort of throughout your life as a woman to be in the situations like that, where like you are kind of showing either your body or like whatever. There's a more the walls are. More down and for men it's really not like that, except between like 9 and 13 You're like, hey, dude, do you want to see the inside of my asshole?
Check this out, man.
You get it all out between 9 and 13 and then never, ever again.
Yeah. Yeah, because at that point, you really don't, I don't know, you really don't understand. It's just kind of funny.
Yeah, it's just a funny thing.
Like, you don't think about how kind of weird it is to be like, check on my asshole. We had a guy who would, I thought it was called goat-seeing, but I don't think it is. Goat-see is a different thing, I'm pretty sure. But he would pretty much every time in the locker room, every time we were together in the locker room, he would shove his dick and balls between his legs and like squeeze, so it kind of looked like he had. He would do what like drag queens do. He'd like tuck,
right?
Essentially,
what did he call it?
The goatsy.
The goatsy.
Goatsy. Google goatsy.
Okay, yeah. Goat. C.
Yeah. Coming out hot, people.
Uh-oh.
I think the goatsy is spreading your asshole. Or maybe it has something to do with... He ruined my definition of goatsy because he called that the goatsy. Anyways, he would stuff his dick and balls between his legs and turn around and bend over. And you would just see this mush of dick and balls squish between his legs.
Wow. That is kind of interesting and innovative.
And like when you first see that, I was like, oh, what? Dude. That's gay, dude. That's so gay. But then you get desensitized to it, and you're like, this is actually a pretty funny bit.
Right.
But, you know, there are probably some people listening right now being like, what? Your dick and balls squeeze between your legs?
I remember there was, when I was on a field trip, there was like a controversy in my middle school because this guy comes in. I won't say either of these people's names, but this guy, this eighth grader comes in, and he's like crying, and he's like, dude, like this other guy stuck a pen in my asshole. And it was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, why did he stick a pen in your asshole? And then the guy who stuck the pen in was like, I was standing at my desk doing homework. You walked over to me and spread your asshole in front of me. And then I stuck my pen in it. I did not do it on purpose.
What was I supposed to do? What was I supposed to do, dude? Yeah.
And so, you know,
light
it's more...
a fire around gasoline, the fire is going to spread. All
exactly. Right. There's like
one plus one equals two.
There are two sides to every story.
Exactly. Dude, that reminds me. Have I ever told you the story of the butthole stabbing at my school?
No.
Have I told that on the pod?
No.
I haven't?
No.
Really? Holy shit.
Seriously, no. Yeah. What's going on?
Wow. Okay. So basically, I like how the last two episodes have just been us reminiscing about like middle school and elementary
school. Sort of homoerotic middle school.
Homoerotic middle school behavior.
Yeah.
So this guy, God, I'm so bad about saying people's names. This guy was in, these two dudes were in band, and this one guy shoved a drumstick up this other guy's asshole. But
a
like,
drumstick chicken wing?
Oh, dude. Listen to this. So,
oh, a drumstick.
No, like a like they're in band class.
Like whiplash.
Like a yeah, exactly, like whiplash. So,
which is what happens in the movie Whiplash.
Which is I hate to spoil it for you, but at the end, Gene Simmons. What is his name? Not Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons?
Mm-hmm.
That guy, his character, he goes up to Miles Teller and he's like, pow.
Yep.
That's what happens at the end. That's why
it's an ambiguous ending, yeah. You can't tell if he likes drumming or if he doesn't.
But basically, the guy with the drumstick comes over to this other guy. And, you know, that's like kind of a funny bit to be like, ooh, I'm poking your butt with a drumstick. Hey, come on.
Yeah.
You know, that was pretty common. But this guy did it with such force and fervor that he, and accuracy, no doubt, ripped through his jorts. The guy was wearing jorts. The victim, we'll call him, was wearing jorts, ripped through the jorts, and with such pinpoint accuracy, went up his asshole into his large intestine. Ruptured his large intestine.
What?
Yeah. Had to wear a colostomy bag for months. It was crazy. Yeah.
Wait, wait.
He was like running out of band class, being like trying to get to the nurse's office, just leaking poop and blood and stuff. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that guy.
Which guy?
The guy that did the stabbing, he got jail time. He got sentenced for sexual assault, sodomy, which I did not think was a criminal charge.
Sure.
I mean,
in most cases, my sense is that that
is under the umbrella of sexual assault is what I think.
Well, but just that sodomy was like, is a retrograde law that is like homophobic. Like, you know, you can't do it for pleasure. But in this case, it's like literally that's what that is, right? You really shouldn't be forcibly sticking anything up somebody's ass if they don't want it.
Yeah. And he went to jail for a little bit. And and the victim guy had this colostomy bag. Like, we would be sitting in class and his shirt would just be like,
dude, whoa.
And he'd be like, oh, just pooped.
And he
was chill about it, though. He was chill.
He didn't know that he was pooping.
No, not until the, like, he'd feel the shirt fill up.
Dude.
Yeah, that's how colostomy bags work. They reroute your large intestine to like your stomach, and then it just filters the poop through there, and you got to get it changed. And he's doing well. I think he's like a historian now, or maybe a professor of some sort. So good on him. Good on that guy. I don't know what in the world the stabber is up to. I don't want to give away my high school. But I guess I've already been doxxed on the internet a good bit. But my school's acronyms was BHS. And for years, people called us the Butthole Stabbers.
Butthole Stabbers, yeah.
Yeah. BHS. It was B High School, and then people were the Butthole Stabbers. But he was chill about the whole thing. Like, he was like, yep, I'm the guy that got stabbed. Like, new kids would come to school, and they'd be like, we've heard legend of your story. And he'd be like,
really? Yeah. Was he, were either of these, like, were they cool people?
The one that got stabbed, I don't know. They were both in band. You can
draw your own conclusions.
the one that got stabbed is a cool guy. He's a cool dude. We used to have beef when I was in elementary school because we were both in choir. We'd go toe to toe, pitch perfect shit.
Really?
We'd be singing, and I'd be like, "You cannot outsing me, you bitch." No way.
Okay.
And we had like this like crazy beef, but it just like rooted in choir of like seven people.
Right. Singing.
We're the only ones taking it seriously. Yeah. It was kind of sick looking back on it. It was a battle of the gods.
Jordan versus LeBron.
It was Jordan versus LeBron, dude. It was, you know, sixth grade graduation.
Who's going to hit the soprano?
It was literally like Vice Principals, the show, Danny McBride show, in that they both get the gig, all right, and they're both gunning for the gig, and then it ends up, okay, now they're doing split principal work at the end of the season, because we were both gunning for the singing at the sixth grade graduation gig, and they were like, why don't you just sing together? And I was like, I'd sooner fucking die than share the stage with this amateur.
I found a Goatsy mug.
Oh, perfect.
It does appear to be the sign of spreading your ass hole.
Okay, then that's what it is. I guess my friend was just tucking and turning around.
Adding
which is impressive. I
totally
got into Drag Race for no particular reason. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
I'm not going to detail how I got into that, but
well, when you say drag race, I think of cars going really fast.
Oh, you're the drag race? Yeah, I'm thinking fast cars. I'm not thinking
a guy like me.
I'm not thinking guys in makeup with fake tits.
No. I mean, roops or whatever. But that they're doing.
No,
the thing,
me too.
I just literally thought you were talking about drag racing.
What, you think the drag race drivers are tucking their dick and balls?
It might
between
it might
their
be,
legs,
dude. It might be more aerodynamic.
That's true.
They do all kinds of fucked up, like, Yeah. Or being able to steer with your dick. I mean, in F1, you are really close to the ground. That, like, I bet if you steered, I bet if you, like, had an erection, it would affect your aerodynamics.
Yeah. I don't know how, I wonder how many of those guys are getting boners while they're driving. Probably not many.
But it would probably be really hard to maintain an erection in a car moving 400 miles an
at
hour.
At Mach 1 speed.
Yeah.
It would be difficult. But there's probably one guy out there who's done it. Hold up. Ooh. Oh, my God. Dude, I feel like buns. I feel like fucking asshole.
You feel like what?
I feel like buns. I stayed up all night. I, a 25-year-old man, stayed up all night waiting for the Playboy Cardi drop, which is why I'm wearing sunglasses for the second pod in a row, because my eyes... I look like I got punched in the face a bunch because I barely slept. It's called I Am Music, that's which is name. Kind of pretentious, but sure.
Can you what? Explain, as this is what? Something, this is part of our sort of Rest generational.
Sorry.
I don't understand the appeal of Playboi Carti, really. Dude, I liked the album Die Lit. I thought that was a good album, but everything else, I'm like, what is he talking about?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's because you're too old.
I know. Right? I mean, I'm not. Yeah, totally.
Dude, I feel like Randy
feel like he's
Marsh.
Like speaking to you.
Do you know the episode of South Park when Randy, like all the adults are listening to the kids' music and it just sounds like.
No.
Okay. So basically in the South Park episode,
I get, yeah.
The kids' music, it sounds to them like good music. But then the parents put the headphones in and it literally sounds like farting in their ears. Mm. And Randy Marsh is trying so hard to appeal to the kids that he's just like, just dealing with the fart sounds. It's yeah. like, he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, man, this is some good stuff, kids. And the other adults are like, dude, you're hearing farts. And he's like, no, you guys just don't get it. That's what I feel like. Trying to listen to Playboi Carti. You have, I feel like you're on the end where it's like, this has no appeal to me. I'm trying.
Oh, I'm trying. I get it. Okay. You're like, yes.
I'm trying for there to be an appeal. Die Lit was awesome. That was like a pretty classic, like rap album, you know, like it was a little bit experimental, but it's like Playboi Carti's a rapper and he's doing rap shit. And then in, Whole Lot of Red, he started, and then even before Die Lit, was that album just called Carti?
Yes. Well, dude, I mean, this is where I also lose my place grounding in the world, is like there's so many leaks of various Playboi Carti songs that I don't know where they are or anything. Like,
yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of leaks. There were no leaks for this album, which is good for him, I guess. But
wait, so why did you stay up so late?
Okay, so there was just, he hasn't dropped an album in forever. Everyone's staying up late for the big Carti. You know, I'm online. I want to have my finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to post an Instagram story being like, I'm listening to the new Playboi Carti album as soon as it drops. Shit like
at
that.
5 a.m. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And he was going to drop it at 12 a.m. PST, which first of all, no one fucking does that. No one operates on PST timing. So it's already 2 a.m. for me. And then he, so now I'm like, what's going on, Carti? Where's the album? So I go on to Kai Cenat's Twitch stream. All right.
Yep.
And he has direct contact with Playboi Carti.
Really?
So in a way, me and 400,000 other people are speaking to Playboi Carti.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going on there to get my Carti news. Carti is like, shit's going, shit, you know, I'm just on my own shit. I'm on my swag shit. Like this, and I'm like, okay, so does that mean... the album is dropping
soon. Is the album
soon,
coming out? Like, is the album delayed? Like, yeah.
So that's literally like almost a verbatim quote. He was like, I'm just on some other shit. Swag shit.
Yeah.
And on some different shit. After being asked, when is the album coming out? So that wasn't, you know, that wasn't a time. That was just him saying he's on some other shit or whatever. But he would keep texting these streamers because these streamers do watch parties for albums. So there were a bunch of streamers live, and I guess he's doing marketing and texting the streamers. So I'm popping into everyone's streams, and I'm being like, hey, what did Cardi text us? What's going on? What's the word on Cardi? and I was like, yeah, do I get a piece of the pie? Do I go live right now? But I know it would be, no one would show up.
It would be really funny if it somehow you had got the Playboi Carti album first.
He texts me on stream.
Yeah.
There's like 1,000 people in my live compared to Kanye.
Wait, so is that's how it was released? Is Playboi Carti texted a network of Twitch streamers and they all played it at the same time?
No, so basically they're just doing their watch parties. Streamers now are so big that they have contacts with fucking, you know, super famous rappers. So,
right.
You know, they're all on stream and everyone's like, where's the album? And then the streamers are like, let me get to the bottom of this. You know, Kai Cenat's calling Playboi Carti and Playboi Carti's like 20 minutes passes, you know, an hour pass. And then, so now it's 5 a.m. and I'm like laying in bed watching Kai Cenat, and I'm like, what am I doing? And I'm
what's
sitting
he
there,
doing on his stream?
I'm sitting there in bed, looking up at the sky, thinking to myself, "What? I'm gonna pay for this tomorrow." I thought it was more beneficial to me to sit here and watch Kai Cenat stream, where I'm just watching another man talk to a guy in the hopes that I find information on when this album that I probably won't even like is coming out.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool. And then I went to bed and I think it dropped at like 6 or 7.
This was you.
That was me. That was me,
Cardi
dude.
Drops.
I don't like, I don't know. It's so weird watching. I enjoy watching live streams, but the live streams where it's just kind of dudes hanging out, I'm like, this feels a little bit sad, you know? The live streams where there's no entertainment value, there's like a whole subsection on Twitch of IRL streams of just kind of like guys hanging out. And there's other people that do IRL streams that makes it, you know, like it's very interesting or whatever. And there's probably some hypocrisy. I'm sure I'm doing a lot of just hanging out. But when I'm watching the streams of just dudes hanging out, I'm like, am I just trying to be like, we're all friends, guys?
Right.
Me and Kai Cenat and Duke Dennis, me and the FaZe Clan hanging out. We're having hot wings. This is crazy. These are my boys. But basically, Kai Cenat's stream was just him sitting there being like, you know, refreshing and being like, come on, just so Scuba Ryan can clip it up and it gets, you know, 100,000 likes on Twitter or something. And then,
who is Scuba Ryan?
Oh, this is a deep rabbit hole.
It's like ends with me like killing myself on stream. Like,
what are these names? I can't take it anymore. So basically, there's these accounts on Twitter that solely exist to clip Twitch streams. And for a long time, it's kind of presented as genuine. Like it's like, oh, they're just taking a clip and putting, but they're getting paid
by Kai Cenat.
Scuba with a U.
Totally.
So this is one of many. This is like
this is just the first guy you thought of.
Just do a put it one word. Throw a follow, Scuba Ryan.
Scuba
Ryan.
Oh, Scuba Ryan, one word.
Oh, there he is.
Okay, so this is a guy who just does this.
Correct.
And who is paying these people?
The streamers or their team.
Okay.
So you'll see, like, and that's how a lot of people, like, some people will just shill out all of their money to the clip guys in the hopes that they have a big blow up, you know? See, Kai Cenat stayed up until the sun came up.
Skips.
I mean, that's why he's the best.
Probably like.
That's why he's the fucking goat.
Five. I just say five.
Okay.
It is fascinating, though. Like, people shit on Kai Cenat, and like, it's not really my stees, but just from a production standpoint, like, his shit is ridiculous. He was on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Like, he's wearing cool shit. Like, he's got a stylist and he's in Paris wearing like cool ass clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's very interesting how famous streamers have gotten.
I don't know shit about any of these people, but I feel like Kai Cenat's doing fine. He seems like a good guy.
For himself.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, he doesn't seem like he's harming anybody. You know, he's just
No. He's just doing his shit. But anyways, so Scuba Ryan, Fear Buck, Yoxix, what's another one? Kira won't miss fucking these accounts that solely exist for streamers or, you know, content creators to pay them to put their clips out. And it's like a ridiculous, it's like $30,000 a month or something. And that's what they do. And it works like hell.
We should become one of these guys.
I've thought about shilling out money. But the problem is, if you pay these guys and you're kind of like a nobody, all the replies are like, what? Why are you reporting on this? It would be like, you'll never believe what this streamer did.
Handsome fella says something crazy.
Handsome fella does a little dance. It's got 17 likes. And
that would be kind of funny.
To pay $30,000. $30,000. Just give them the most dog shit clips of all time. Yeah.
Do you like building like a wood house in Fort, or I mean in fucking Minecraft?
I just clip up all of my like dancing moments from stream.
Mm-hmm.
And mortgage, I pay $30,000 for them
refinance
to refinance
your house,
like,
just to 100. Have it be liquid enough to pay Feared Buck $30,000 to just get fucking shit on by like 35 porn bots and then a bunch of teenagers.
Dude, the porn bots are getting out of hand. That's another thing. Twitter is a fucking hellscape now. It's so crazy. Like, good luck finding real people online. Realize.
No, it's but, true.
Like, you'll go to replies, especially of a verified account or these fucking Clipper accounts. You'll go to the replies and it'll be like an OF gal being like, huh, interesting. I didn't consider this.
Yeah. It's crazy that you were saying that.
Wow. You really, Kai Cenat is doing it again. He really is. Or it'll, you know, some auto reply being like, this makes me disappointed in our nation.
You're right, something. Right.
But I don't know how they're automating this shit. There's this girl. I see her under the replies of every tweet that has existed in the history of time. I could go to, it's Angelica Reed, I believe.
Let's see what's going on with Angelica Reed.
I think that's her name. I don't know. I can go to any fucking tweet and find her. She's got to have an automated system. She's under the replies of every fucking tweet.
Oh, wait. I've seen this person.
Yes. She's under the replies of every fucking tweet. How many tweets does she have? How do you even have time to do porn when you're tweeting that much? She has 84,000 tweets.
That's sick. That's just
this is Angelica
breaking.
Reed.
Long-term inflation is expected to surge 3.9% in the highest, whatever. And just Angelica hitting that with, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Check out my butthole on OnlyFans.
Oh, man.
Damn, dude, the economic crash is crazy. What has Trump done to our country? Check out my asshole on OnlyFans. It's free right now. It's insane how much... Wait. It's insane how racist people are against Indians on here. What?
Oh, I thought that was your take. I was like...
Oh, yeah. Here's my point. It's insane how racist people are against Indians on here. this, I have a tangent to that as well. I have a tangent to everything that exists. Why is it that I can't do an impression? Okay, this is going to sound crazy, and maybe we cut this out. If I were to do an impression of a Chinese accent or an, you know, Eastern Indian accent or, you know, like a Boston accent, I'm just emulating what the accent is. Why is it frowned upon? You know what I'm saying? Like, I could do a pretty good, like, African accent.
So you're saying if your accent,
I can't showcase it to the world.
Like, if your accent, are you saying, is your question why are accents racist?
Yes. Like, if it's good and if it sounds like what the accent is.
Like, you're saying if it's actually good.
If it is accurate.
Sorry. If it's actually accurate.
Yeah.
Because not good. I mean, if it's being funny, could is not mean it's not racist.
Correct. I'm saying it's accurate. I'm not saying you're doing like a embellishing and like racist thing. I'm saying if it's accurate, that's just you doing a good impression. That's not racist, right?
Well, I think,
or maybe that's my white privilege. I don't know.
This is an insane. This would never happen, I don't think. But if you were, if there was a scenario where just doing a highly accurate accent was actually important for communicating something, then it wouldn't be racist. But like the whole thing, you know, it's like the whole thing is that it's like a,
well, there's this white guy that goes to China and he just switches on like he has an accent and he's speaking Chinese fluently, you know.
And what
I guess that's a moot point. I can't speak Chinese.
Yeah, like if you were, whatever. That would be a good example. If you were in China and you were spoke fluent Cantonese, that wouldn't be racist.
There we go, folks. It's decided. Boom. We cracked the code. No, but what I was saying is my mom called me to inform me of the tornadoes coming to Nashville.
Damn.
And she was just giving me a forewarning.
What was she suggesting, that you go hide?
Yeah. Then I go under the, we got a little closet, like a Harry Potter closet under the staircase. Yeah.
Oh, dude. That's the best place. There actually are gnarly.
That'll work.
Dozens,
my parents
killed?
Dozens killed. Is that in the news?
That's crazy.
Like I said on the Joe pod and a second ago, it's like, to me, if a tornado is not right directly on you, how much, it's not going to really.
No, I completely agree. A tornado would not take me out.
Yeah, no way. I've seen Twister, the original.
Yeah. I feel that way about
every. Chasing that shit.
Every natural.
Wait,
disaster.
When was this?
Well, no, that's a different.
Was this yesterday?
This was yesterday. Oh, no.
Dude.
March 3rd.
Nope. 2020. March 3rd, 2020. This was yesterday.
Oh. God, Google is cooked.
It's Google AI. It's unbelievable. And
wait,
it's almost.
This is actually kind of crazy. There is a tornado happening today, according to your mom. Either your mom is just totally wrong, what Google is showing us is an article from 4 years ago. How can that be?
It's ridiculous, dude. I'll be like, who was in the Titanic? And it will say, like, Keanu Reeves was in the Titanic.
Yeah.
Like, really? I had no idea. And you click the reference and it's like Goon God X on Reddit 7 years ago talked about how cool it would be if Keanu Reeves was in the Titanic. You know, it's unbelievable. Like, Google AI is fucking garbage. There's this video I watched on YouTube. I think the guy's name is Pinely. He goes into like how pretty much unusable the search engine is now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But yeah, apparently we're going to, you know, get bad weather. My mom, we would get tornadoes all the time in northern Alabama. And my mom would get us we'd all get in the tub with bike helmets on.
Oh, my God.
Me and the fam. And my dad would refuse to get in the tub. Granted, there was not any space in the tub. Like, he wasn't going to fit. We barely fit, all three of us, in the tub. But my dad would just sit on the back deck and be like, storm's brewing. Like, he would just sit there and, like, kind of look and be like, yeah, I'll keep an eye out for this tornado.
He's just watching.
It was, yeah, he was just on his post, just watching. What was I gonna say? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if a tornado comes through here, even if you're under the stairs, you're fucked. So, don't know.
That's kind of how I feel about the tornadoes. But that's again, I feel pretty strongly that no natural disaster would ever kill me.
I feel pretty confident in saying the same. I think like a 2012 end of the world scenario, I'm fucking coming out on top, dude.
My sense is they mostly kill unathletic people.
Yeah.
If you can do like,
if you get killed by a natural disaster, that's just a testament to your poor athleticism.
You're a narp, dude.
I think an earthquake, if you were right, the fires.
No, dude, I'm getting out of
your house is on fire.
I mean, I would be pissed, obviously, but I would survive.
Mm. What about like a, dude, like a tsunami?
I would survive.
I used to have this infatuation with the ocean when I was a kid. And I remember like in my early YouTube searching days, I'd always search up shit like biggest wave ever.
Big and boobs in it, water.
Big wet boobs. Biggest. I would look that up too. I'd go on the Google.
Yeah, of course.
The Google search and I'd be like, hugest boobs jiggling everywhere.
Biggest waves.
I think I've said this on the pod before, but one time I went and typed in on my, I finally mustered up the courage to type up big bouncing boobs up and down, left and right. It was some kind of ridiculous search on the Google search. I mustered up the courage to look that up on the family desktop. And then my mom went to like a B website. Then in purple, big boobs bouncing up and down all around popped up. And she was like, what is this? And I was like, I have no idea. I was like, you might need to contact dad about that because I don't know what's going on. There must be some kind of weird virus. And looking back, there's no way she's that stupid. She probably just didn't want to chastise me.
Talk to you.
But anyways, I look up like waves. Like, oh my God.
What the fuck is this?
Or I'd look up like the Megalodon and it'd be like a fucking horribly photoshopped image of a giant great white shark. And I'd be like, oh my God, the Megalodon is still alive.
This one. This one's pretty proof. Sick. That's a big ass
that's
wave.
Not, that's a fucking weak ass wave, dude. I'm talking like tsunami levels of waves. Like, I need, like
that.
Yeah, like that. Fuck, that's awesome.
Oh, dude. Biggest wave to ever exist.
Yeah. This shit rocks.
Yeah, this is totally made by humans. This is totally real.
This is a real video, for sure. At MSN.com. MSN.com, yeah. That used to be an email thing. I think my dad still has MSN. You know what's funny? My parents had three numbers in their email address. Like my dad's is first name, last name, 125. My mom's is first name, last name, 115. So I thought you had to have three numbers in your email. Like I thought that was just a requirement. So when I was a kid in the computer lab, they were setting up all of the kids' emails. And I was like, what three numbers should I do? And they were like, what? You don't have to do numbers. I was like, no, I need to put three numbers in there. And they were like, I don't know what you're talking about. You don't have to. I mean, you could if you want to. And I was like, 125, put that in there. Throw in 125. So now I just have three numbers in my email.
In yours, because that's, yeah.
As well.
Wait, this video is from 12 days ago.
the biggest wave ever to exist happened totally 12 days ago?
This totally real video.
It's totally real, not AI generated video. That's what I'm going to use AI for, is just and make the biggest wave of all time.
Dude, these images are so funny.
Have the megalodon jump out of the ocean and land, and then a big, big wave happens. That shit rocks. AI is crazy. There's like a Grok on Twitter. It's a very Twitter heavy episode, but there's the AI feature on Twitter. It's called Grok.
Yeah.
People are, if you go to any tweet, the replies will be like, "Add Grok, explain this to me. Grok, what's happening? Grok, when is Playboy Cardi dropping? Grok, what did this person do?" It's like, can you guys not search up some shit for yourself? That's pathetic. That's pathetic.
Grok is stupid.
Someone tweeted something about how they would sex Grok. There's like a Grok 18 plus, and they're like, "Women are soon to become obsolete." It's like, dude. Dude, that is depressing. Soon we won't even need women. You can just text a robot.
There was a story a while ago about like there used to be like porn. There used to be like AI chatbots that you, like an app where you could have an AI girlfriend and it would like, you know, sext you or whatever. But then the Apple like app marketplace made it so they had to change it so that they couldn't be like explicitly pornographic sexting. They could just be like, "I'm your girlfriend" kind of chatbot.
Yeah.
And there are all these posts on Reddit of people being like, "It's like I don't even know her anymore. Like they erased her memory."
What happened to my beautiful baby girl?
What happened to my...
She used to talk about all the things she'd do to me sexually. Now it's like, I don't even know who this robot is. Dude, you got to kill yourself if you're sexing AI. Try Grok 18 plus mode. Bring yourself to completion every night for a week. Then tell me Grok isn't alive and tell me she's not a woman. The future is fucking amazing.
Is that, I think that is the tweet?
That this one is satirical, making fun of the first one, I think. Grok, I'm jerking off. Help me finish. I'll play around with this. Play around with this one on the plane.
Do you ever accidentally watch weird shit on planes and they're like, "Oh, fuck."
Yeah, I go on Twitter and it's like, "Don't open this thread in public," and it's like tits. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I'm not like, I don't watch porn on Twitter. No. I think it's just Twitter is trying to feed me pornography.
Yeah.
What? Dude, I completely forgot to even give my thoughts on the Playboy Cardi album. We went through all that and then we got stuck on Twitter. So I stayed up. It was sad. And then I woke up this morning, listened to it at the gym. And I'm trying, dude. I'm fucking trying. But it's so hard. And this is how I felt with A Whole Lot of Red. You know, I didn't like it that much at first, but then I grew to like it. It's like the same thing with 100 Gex or like Net Spend or Blade. Do you know any of these names?
I actually do. I'm familiar with all of these bands existing, but I don't listen to any of them.
Let's go. So when you first listen to any of these guys, I'm like, oh god damn, that sucks. The farting in the ears, the and then if you just force yourself over and over and over and over again to listen to it, eventually you're like, I get it. I see the light. And that's what I'm hoping happens with this Playboy Cardi album. There's a few songs. Kendrick is on it, which I thought was odd, and I didn't really like his feature that much. And then there's a lot of features that are just ad-libs. It's just like dudes doing ad-libs. And it's either Playboy Cardi being like, or being like, like he does that weird voice too.
You're actually kind of selling it. It sounds kind of sick.
Yeah. Rockstar Maine! What? What's that one? I'm off the grid. Got tattoos on my wrist. I just threw 20 county. Ah, I just bought me some brand new clothes. So like that, I kind of rock with that.
That shit sounds cool.
Yeah. Are you sold? Go listen to them.
Yeah, maybe it's I will, dude. For me, like rap music is either, for new rap music is either like completely unintelligible to me, or it'll be like, this is going to save music. I like listen to like a Meat Computer album and I'll be like, this guy's a fucking genius.
Well, guys, go listen to the Playboi Carti album. Let me know your thoughts. All right. If you haven't listened to it already on, you know, the week after it came out, it's going to, people are going to forget about it by then, or maybe it'll be awesome by then. It will have, you'll listen to it enough times to where it's the best. Exactly. Guys, episodes come out every Wednesday. Hope you enjoyed. This has been The Normal Show. Check us out on all the streaming platforms or on more than just YouTube. See y'all later. The Normal Show is produced by Harry Krinsky and Dave Bonowitz. Our editor is Dave Bonowitz. Theme music and graphics by Matt Zimmerman. We will see you next week. Yeah.